Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're invited. If you would like to bring up anything that's on your mind, you can do that here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Joining you in the studio tonight is Ian.
Nicholas Mountaineer.
And Bonnie.
And, of course, you can take control of the airwaves. That is the point here on Free Talk Live. There's been a financial situation of brewing for, well, a long time. I mean, just generally, the U.S. federal government's financial situation is a total nightmare. I mean, it's, almost $29 trillion in debt at the moment, and it is going to run out of money as far as Social Security and Medicare probably within the next roughly decade or so.
They said 12 years, so probably six.
Yeah, well, they said 12 years, and that was after they adjusted down from 13. So they're already changing their predictions about how long this is.
They could just print more.
Yeah, how long this House of Cards is going to last. And, of course, that's one of the things that is contributing to all the this, Peakless Mountaineer, is that the printing presses are running full speed ahead. They're printing more money. Of course, they're not really printing it. They just increment numbers in machines, you know, they just pump up.
Yeah, they don't have the resources for anything physical to occur.
I mean, I'm sure they're still printing some of it out, but it's probably a fraction of the inflation that they're doing. Of course, inflation.
Honestly, I'm not sure that they're printing any of it out.
Yeah, coin shortage. U.S. national coin shortage, apparently, still.
Yeah, we still saw signs about the coin shortage when we were out at Home Depot earlier today.
Yeah, I mean, they are trying to move us to a cashless society, so I'm really not, I wouldn't be surprised if they're printing none of the money in actual physical terms.
So there's a story that came out a couple of weeks ago about the U.S. government on schedule to default on its national debt. Now, I'm not like some sort of finance expert or whatever, but usually when an individual defaults on debt, it means you can't pay your debt.
Right.
Right? Like, if I loan you some money,
mm-hmm.
and you're like, sorry, man, I don't have any money, I don't have a job, I'm not going to meet my deadline. You were going to pay me back by the end of the month, and you're like, it's not going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
I can tell you I'm not getting a job by the end of this month, and even if I did, I wouldn't have a check in time, so I'm defaulting on our agreement, and then something happens. You know, maybe the creditor, the person who loaned you the money, gives you a break. They say, all right, no worries. We'll kick the can down the road. We'll go another month.
Well, and a lot of times the way that they want to do that is they go, well, we'll go another month, but we're going to have to change what you owe me.
Yeah, they might.
So, like, exactly. So, like, I'll kick down the road, but you're going to have to pay me another 10% on top of that.
Right. So it's easy to understand a default when it comes to a personal loan or a business loan or something like that. There's usually terms, right? Like when you sign off for the loan, there's terms about, like, if you don't pay this on time, here's what the penalty is, mm-hmm. and you kind of know what you're getting into. When it comes to the government defaulting on debt, it's kind of hard to, like, wrap your mind around exactly what that means.
It definitely is.
Who do they borrow money from? China?
That's a great question. So,
In a lot of cases recently, they've been literally borrowing it from themselves.
From the Federal Reserve, I think, in that particular case?
Yeah, it used to be forbidden for them to do that. Like, they were the only ones not allowed to take that loan. Like, they had to sell treasury bonds to other people.
Right.
But recently they've been buying those treasury bonds themselves because they have set up a system where, like, it has to go faster and faster and faster. So they have to sell more and more and more treasury bonds.
We were looking at these treasury bonds the other day, just out of curiosity. I've never looked into these things before. Like, people always say that, oh, you buy the treasury bonds because the government's guaranteed to pay them because they're going to steal money from people to, you know, make sure they pay their bonds, right? You buy these bonds, and then after some amount of time, they mature, and you can then get paid for those bonds, and it's supposed to be some amount over the amount you paid for it.
Mm-hmm. But it's like 0.00001%.
It is near to nothing right now. These treasury bonds pay you. It is not even worth the time it takes to make a phone call or fill out whatever the form is that you would have to. I mean, you would literally have to buy billions of dollars worth of these things in order for it to be, like, worth
anything. Yeah.
And
well,
so,
and the big problem with treasury bonds is because they're printing this at an extraordinary rate. Because, I mean, every time someone makes a loan, that money gets borrowed into existence. So every bank anywhere in the country, every loan that they make is increasing the money supply. And that changes the value of the dollar so much more than you're getting in exchange for these treasury bonds that you are effectively losing money by holding them.
Yeah. I mean, it's crazy. You can go and buy virtually any cryptocurrency in the top 100 out there, wait for a month, and there's a good chance you'll have significantly more than whatever any of these treasury bonds. Now, of course, there's the chance the cryptocurrency could go down in value, but if you look at the history of it, it's tended to go upwards.
And more importantly, wait a year and watch it just go through the roof.
Oh, good chances. Yeah. Wait 5 years? Almost, you know.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say it's a guarantee, but you can look at the past.
There are no guarantees.
No, there are no guarantees.
But the track record is pretty substantial.
Well, one thing you can guarantee is that the value of the dollar is going to go down. I mean, there's no doubt about that as a fact. So, but it's easy to like we talk generally about like the basics about inflation here on Free Talk Live. This isn't a financial show. We're not licensed financial advisors or anything. I'm not going to tell you, I'm not going to tell you what to do. I might say what it has been that I have done or the Shire Free Church has done. You know, I can give examples of things in the past. But like you said, we can't make predictions about the future, but it's not a hard thing to predict that the dollar is going to go down in value because they keep on printing them out. But
has there ever been a time when it went up in value?
Before 1913.
When they stopped being backed by gold?
Yeah. Yep, that was it.
So let me get into this story here from TheHill.com. Again, this came out a couple weeks ago, and we'll follow up with some of the more recent news. But this kind of paints a picture of what this idea of the government defaulting on its debt actually means. So Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen recently warned congressional leaders that the U.S. is on track to default on the national debt in October.
Oh, wow.
If the White House and Congress are unable to raise the debt limit, which is something they're always arguing about over the years. It's like, well, we need to raise the debt limit. No, we shouldn't. Okay, and they always end up doing it. Right?
Well, yeah, isn't it just completely arbitrary? Like, the Congress just decides whatever the limit is?
Yeah, so there's nothing in the Constitution about having a debt ceiling or anything like that.
Wow.
But they like to appear like they're being, you know, safe with your money and, you know, limiting how much spending. Because, like, I mean, obviously they're not, but people want to think that that is the case, and they certainly want to appear to be doing that. So they have this wonderful little system set up where Congress tells the president how much he has to spend on all of these different programs, and that's the budget. President has to spend that.
Mm-hmm.
But then after the president, you know, spends as much as he's allowed to spend because they have this debt ceiling, and he's like, well, I still have to spend more.
Yep.
And they're like, why were you so irresponsible with all this money?
Hey, COVID happened, man. We got to spend trillions of dollars more.
Because there was a flu.
Well, and a lot of times it's just a great time for Congress to be like, man, we are just so much more responsible than this president.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's all about posturing.
Yeah, it's all posturing. Yeah, it's complete nonsense, but it's a way that they can pretend to look good.
So in a letter that she wrote to the government goons, the Treasury Department, she said the Treasury Department would likely run out of cash and exhaust its, quote, extraordinary measures to keep the government, the federal government, within its legal borrowing limit at some point next month. Quote, once all available measures and cash on hand are fully exhausted, the United States of America would be unable to meet its obligations for what she says is the first time in our history.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so far they've always borrowed enough to pay off all of their debts. And that's exactly what this is. They've already gotten the goods and services. Now the question is, are they going to be able to pay for them?
We'll continue with this here in moments, because in more recent news, again, this was a couple weeks ago, now they're saying there may be a government shutdown, so-called, on the horizon. Of course, we know what that means. It just means they close the parks and other quote-unquote non-essential services, and they leave the cops in place. There's more coming up here. You can share your thoughts, 603-283-6160.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you're invited if you want to join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. If you want to get out of this whole government money trap, because that's exactly what it is, if you're using the U.S. dollar, you are being taken advantage of. They are going to continue printing that thing until it becomes worth less and less and less. That's the old, you know, system. That's the way they do things. That's the way Zimbabwe did it. That's the way the Weimar Republic did it. That's the way Venezuela is currently doing it. And there's no reason why the United States government can't do it as well. It's just they get a lot more clout around the world to kind of, like we were talking about, kick the can down the road. And, you know, when they print out the trillions of dollars, it's inflating the money supply, but there's so much of it out there, it's like they still got to do a lot more inflating to really do serious hyperinflation level. But there's other interesting monetary things afoot, like the U.S. government perhaps defaulting on its national debt for the very first time ever. And what would that mean? Well, there's another story that addresses that, but we're going to get into all that, plus the potential for a government shutdown apparently may be starting as soon as Thursday at midnight, so just within a few days from now. It's Ian Peekless Mountaineer and Bonnie in the studio tonight, and if you want to get out of this trap, well, then I suggest that you look into alternatives, something that you can put your wealth into. Because money is just one representation of the wealth that you have earned and that you have at your disposal in life. It's just one of them. You know, wealth is a lot more than just dollars. Wealth is a lot more than just, you know, monetary value. Wealth includes the fact that we're sitting in a heated and or air-conditioned room right now. The fact that we have ice in the freezer. The fact that we have cars to drive. There's all these things that we take for granted that 100 years ago, people in our position didn't have. Not even the wealthiest people had, you know, some of the things that we have today. That some of the poorest people have now, wealthy people didn't have, you know, 100, 200 years ago. And so all of that is wealth. So dollars are just one example. So what you want to do, in my opinion, and again, I'm not a monetary, you know, investor expert or anything like that. So this is just my opinion. Get your dollars and convert them into something else.
Like gold.
Gold's fine, although cryptocurrency has done a lot better than gold has in the last decade. Gold's kind of like, you know, still there. It's still a thing. It's still, you know, real. I'm
also a big fan of bullets.
I like gold, yeah. And bullets are fine, too. Bullets you can trade with pretty easily. They're valuable, valuable now than ever.
I mean, two things. Like, number one, crypto is definitely my favorite because it is the most useful as far as actually buying things.
Yes.
But as far as, like, saving for the future, I mean, two things about bullets is, number one, the laws get stricter and stricter and stricter about any kind of armament whatsoever. So you got to figure that the price on that is likely to go up.
It's already up quite a bit.
And number two, if something absolutely terrible should happen, like if the grid goes down completely, well, it'd be nice to be able to hunt for some food and to defend yourself once you've got some.
Exactly. So, you know, those are all good things to get into. They're things that can hold value and are, I would say, likely to go up in value as the U.S. dollar goes down in value, as they print more dollars out, which they are wont to do. They are guaranteed to continue doing that, especially as things get more difficult for them. You've got an alternative.
And people tend to think, like, Bonnie, you were asking if the dollar had ever gone up, and in value, that is. And the thing is, dollars are supposed to go up in value. Because technology keeps progressing, so we keep getting more and more capable of getting more and more things with less and less human effort. And that's mostly, like, the biggest cost that you're running into is how much human effort did it take for this good or this service to come about?
Yeah, it may have taken a lot before, but now with machines and assembly lines and automation, it costs a lot less to make a lot of the things that might have cost a lot previously. And so, but that said, with the dollars being printed constantly, we still may see prices going up, even with all this increase in efficiency.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we certainly are. At least that's what I'm seeing anyway.
So let's get back into the story here from The Hill. Oh, I forgot to mention Bitcoin.com. You want to go learn about cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash, get over to Bitcoin.com, click Get Started at the top of the page, and that's where you can get the basics on what makes cryptocurrency different and unique and exciting and special, and you really ought to take some time you owe it to yourself to go and spend all of, what, 3 minutes maybe watching the first introductory video over there at Bitcoin.com. Just click Get Started at the top of the page. And also, you can go get the latest news headlines over at news.bitcoin.com. So we're talking about the U.S. federal government possibly defaulting on its national debt for the very first time ever. It's amazing that it hasn't happened yet.
Yeah, when you were talking about it before, I felt like I had heard of it happening before.
It may have been something that they came close to in the past. I don't recall for sure. But
and then did they actually make their deadline or raise the ceiling?
They raised the ceiling, of course.
Well, the last time that I'm aware that we really came close and it wasn't just, you know, pub of theater, really, was when we had the Bretton Woods system. So we had gone off of gold for individuals, but we were still willing to say, hey, other countries, when you borrow money from us, you can get that back in this amount of gold. And then at one point, France realized, wait a second. There are more U.S. dollars running around my country right now than you have gold.
Hmm.
So they called in their debt, and the U.S. went, well,
we can't do this anymore.
Here's what we're going to do. Hmm. Like, we'll pay you back, but it's going to be in dollars, not gold.
Yikes.
Yeah.
That's no good.
Well, and that was that was in, gosh, 73, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, and ever since then, there has been no gold standard whatsoever.
So the Janet Yellen, she's the Treasury Secretary, horribly ugly woman. She said that the U.S. will be defaulting on its national debt in October unless Congress raises the debt limit. She says they are exhausting their so-called extraordinary measures. Given this uncertainty, she said, the Treasury Department is not able to provide a specific estimate of how long the extraordinary measures will last. However, based on our best and most recent information, the most likely outcome is that cash and extraordinary measures will be exhausted during the month of October. So they don't even really know when the deadline is going to be, but they know it's coming soon. The Treasury Department has taken so-called extraordinary measures to prevent the U.S. from defaulting on the national debt since their debt limit was reimposed on August 1st. If the Treasury Department runs out of ways to stave off a default without borrowing more money, the inability of the U.S. to pay its debts could send debilitating shockwaves through the financial system. She urged lawmakers for months to raise the debt limit before it was reimposed in August, warning that a delay could, quote, cause irreparable damage to the U.S. economy and global financial markets.
But nothing is changing. They're just changing their goalposts. So
we've seen all of this before. Mm-hmm. We already had a government shutdown. Like, the only people who were affected were government employees.
The number here is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. She's suggesting this would be much bigger than just a government shutdown. And we'll talk about, you know, what this all means. You can share your thoughts with us here on Free Talk Live.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Federal investigators on Monday are trying to figure out why an Amtrak train derailed in rural Montana over the weekend. Vice Chairman of the National Transportation Safety Board, Bruce Landsberg, speaking to reporters about the investigation efforts.
We will be conducting interviews with the train crew of the Amtrak train and also with Burlington Northern train crews and their track inspection teams and pretty much anyone else that we think may have had anything to do prior to or after the crash.
The derailment killed 3 people and 7 people have been hospitalized. The Amtrak train had 10 cars, 8 of which derailed, with some tipping onto their sides. R&B singer R. Kelly was found guilty of leading a racketeering enterprise to recruit women and underage girls for sex. USA Radio News. Some encouraging news regarding COVID-19 numbers. From the West Coast USA Radio Newsroom, Lance Pry has the details.
New COVID-19 cases in the United States are declining, but hospitals are still being strained in some areas of the country with low vaccine rates. 70 million Americans remain unvaccinated. On Sunday, nearly 86,700 people were reported infected. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky on CBS News Sunday.
We made it possible for people to be eligible, but they really have to identify their own individual risk and their own individual benefit. And I recognize that this is confusing.
Demand who shot President Ronald Reagan 40 years ago is winning back his eventual freedom. A judge approving John Hinckley's unconditional release next year. It's scheduled to happen in June, but he'll continue to be monitored until then. Hinckley was found not guilty by reason of insanity. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live. You can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Nicholas Matthew.
And Bonnie.
What does it mean when the U.S. federal government gang defaults on its national debt? Does that mean that its creditors get to take its assets? Like, you know, sometimes that's what happens with a personal debt that or business debt that you might get into. What exactly are the consequences?
China gets the White House.
Yeah, what does that mean?
Well, honestly, what I suspect they would probably do if they went all the way through an actual default on the national debt is that they would change the way the central bank works so that they no longer even had to borrow money in order to bring it into existence.
They could just straight up print it.
That's what I think they would do if they actually went all the way through a default.
Yeah, and why not? I mean, at this point, it was earlier in 2020 that they got rid of the fractional reserve limits, right, to where bankers don't even have to have anything in the vault to just issue new debt.
Right.
So why wouldn't the federal government ask for the same privilege?
Exactly.
So that's a possibility. If you want to weigh in here on what you think is going to happen, now odds are, you know, they're probably just going to raise the debt ceiling because they always do that stuff at the last minute and it's like, oh, we're saved. You know, and then all they're doing is just kicking the can down the road. Eventually,
and Congress gets to go, see, I saved you all.
Yeah. And some of them will retire and, you know, they'll be just fine and they're all going to be taken care of, whereas the rest of the people that are holding dollars are just going to get screwed, as they've always done.
Mm-hmm.
But let's continue here. So Janet Yellen told these government guys, she said, hey, we're going to run out of this money, and you guys better raise the debt limit because in October at some point, the U.S. government will default on its debt. She's pleaded with them to give the Treasury the ability to pay debts already approved by previous presidents and congressional majorities. She said, waiting until the last minute to suspend or increase the debt limit can cause serious harm to business and consumer confidence, raise short-term borrowing costs for taxpayers, and negatively impact the credit rating of the United States. So apparently, even she says that, you know, this waiting to the last minute thing is not actually helpful for what they're trying to accomplish.
So what does it mean where she says she wants them to give the Treasury the ability to pay debts already approved by other presidents?
That may be what Peoples was just talking about. It's not clear.
Well, it sounds like she's just saying, why do we have the stupid debt ceiling? Or, I mean, basically, I think it's just the same thing as always, where she goes, hey, let us raise it.
Yeah, and it did
raise
say it was
the debt ceiling to what we already agreed we were going to spend on this budget.
Well, and it mentioned earlier in the story that the debt ceiling was, quote, reimposed in August, so I presume that means they suspended it due to COVID?
Mm-hmm.
She says, at a time when American families, communities, and businesses are still suffering from the effects of the ongoing global pandemic, and of course it's actually the ongoing global crackdown on freedom that's making people suffer, she says it would be particularly irresponsible to put the full faith and credit of the United States at risk. And basically, she wants the ability to have the government be completely irresponsible, as though it hasn't been, you know, almost totally irresponsible in the past. She wants all restrictions removed.
Just so we can maintain faith in the U.S. government, right?
Yeah. Well, because if it defaults on its debt, then maybe somebody will decide not to buy the Treasury notes in the future. Of course, why, as we pointed out earlier, why someone would buy these Treasury notes or Treasury bonds is bewildering to me.
Well, the only upside that I do see of those is if you are selling a financial package, you want to kind of say, okay, this package is this risky and not this risky. And the one thing about Treasury bonds is that they are zero risk. So,
Or are they?
Well, basically zero risk.
Historically.
They are historically
true.
Zero risk.
But we're entering into an unusual territory now financially for this government.
That is a fact.
So Democrats and Republicans are locked in a stalemate over who bears responsibility for protecting said full faith and credit of the United States. White House and Democratic leaders are planning to tie a debt limit increase to another must-pass government funding bill, daring Republicans to trigger both a government shutdown and a default by opposing the measure. And that is where we are coming to, apparently, pretty imminently. They say that we expect Congress to act promptly to suspend the debt limit. So, yeah, they're not even saying raise it. They're saying put it back on suspension and protect the full faith and credit of the United States. It's interesting they use the term faith, isn't it? It really is a religion.
Oh, yeah.
The whole idea of the state, the belief in the state, it's very, very religious. Republicans have refused to raise the debt ceiling unless spending cuts and debt reduction programs are attached, which, why would they do that? I mean, the Democrats are in charge. Of course, even if the Republicans were in charge, there's never any slowdown on government spending under Republican administrations either. It's just that when they're not in charge, they get to act like they would do it differently.
Mm-hmm.
And they never do.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's one of those eternal trade-offs. There will either be a fiscally responsible Republican Party or an anti-war Democratic Party, depending on who doesn't have enough power.
Exactly. And even the Democratic Party wasn't really that anti-war during the Trump administration.
They didn't have to. Cause
Trump flipped the deck on him. He was the one actually advocating for withdrawing troops from Afghanistan, and some of the Democrats were crowing about how, oh my God, we can't do that.
Oh, yeah. Well, and that's the thing. Trump was a unique evil. I mean, he was Orange Hitler, so they didn't even have to pretend to be anti-war while he was in there. They just had to be anti-Trump.
MarketWatch.com has a follow-up story here. So that first one was from The Hill. This one was published earlier today. And headline, what happens if the U.S. defaults on its debt? Treasury systems simply may not know how to handle a default. As Washington teeters closer to a possible government shutdown midnight Thursday, here's why the status of the nation's debt ceiling may ignite more worry in financial markets. September 30th marks the end of the federal government's fiscal year and the deadline for Congress to pass a funding measure. The debt ceiling, which is the amount of money lawmakers authorize the Treasury Department to borrow, must be suspended or raised by mid-October, or the United States will likely default on its debt. It's important to note that no one knows precisely when the Treasury will run out of money to pay its bills, including its bondholders, let alone what would happen next. U.S. sovereign debt generally has been considered the safest and most liquid to own in the world, and all kinds of financial markets, products, and processes have been pegged to the orderly functioning of the near $21 trillion Treasury marketplace. Still,
well, and that's the thing. Like I was saying, when you package these things together, the way that you reduce the risk of the total package, because, you know, some of it's going to be stocks and bonds, mm-hmm. and you never really know if those are going to go up, even sure. if they're the really, you know, the big, trustworthy, yeah. you know, too big to fail ones. And that was one of the big things about 2008 is all of a sudden the government did something it had never done before and didn't bail out one of the big ones.
Mm.
Like, that was what caused the scares. All of a sudden, they're like, wait, why aren't you bailing this out? We made all of these plans, and we built all of this stuff with the assumption that you would bail this out if it broke.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, it's not doing what you expected to do, and no one knew what to do. Like, no one knew how to take that information. So I think that's basically what would... Like, this... If it happens, I don't think it's going to. I think they're going
to default.
Yeah, I think they're either going to suspend the debt ceiling mm-hmm. or at least raise it like they always do.
Sure.
And there's going to be a big grandstanding thing about it.
As always.
But if they actually defaulted for a long enough period of time, then it would upend the entire financial market. Because they...
Wouldn't that be glorious?
You know? Wouldn't be any skin off of my nose mm-hmm. because they're like, oh crap, now we have to change everything because we built these things with the assumption that this was the absolutely most stable thing you could do. That's why we took the hit on how much you earn from it.
So in theory, a default would mean, and we'll get into a little bit more about like what if, what does this mean? It would mean they wouldn't be able to pay back people holding treasury notes, right? Like, be like, oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Maybe later.
That's exactly it.
What would be like the first tier of people they wouldn't be able to pay back?
Anyone that holds debt with them, so the treasury holders, all these people that have had these investments, as people are pointing out.
And it might actually be a thing where they like, well, we'll pay you back first, and we'll just not pay ourselves back until later.
We're going to continue here. If you want to weigh in, you can. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Cryptocurrency, gold and silver. I got gold backs in my hand right now. These things are going to become, I think, very, very useful in short order.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want here. The number is 603-283-6160. We just checked there during the break. I went to the Treasury.gov website looking at the Treasury bill rates. They are 0.07. This is the big, big, big one. This is the big rate for 52 weeks. You hold their Treasury bill for a year, and they say they will pay you 0.07%. Not even a whole tenth of 1%. But 0.07% after 52 weeks. Unless, of course, they default on their debt, in which case, maybe they won't pay you when they say they're going to pay you. And that's what we're looking at right now, is like, what actually would happen if and when, because maybe it really is more of a when rather than an if, the U.S. government defaults on debt. And that's what we're looking at here. If you want to comment, the number 603-283-6160. I do want to say thanks to number 6, who is a Free Talk Live Platinum Amplifier, number 6, contributing at least $25 a month to the AMP program. Definitely appreciate that. It helps us out a lot, helps us advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live to help us get on new radio stations around the country. I think we got a couple new ones on in Montana. I'll have to confirm that this week, and if so, I will let you know who and where they are. But it's thanks to listeners like number 6 for doing that over at amp.freetalklive.com. You can sign up with your debit card, credit card, or PayPal and help us get Free Talk Live out there into more ears. So definitely appreciate it. It's amp.freetalklive.com. You get some cool perks, get some benefits for doing that as well.
Thanks, number 6.
Yeah.
I'm always wondering when I hear that amplifier's name, if it's from that movie 9.
No, I believe it's from The Prisoner.
Yeah.
Which is an old television program. I've never seen it.
I am not a number. I am a human being.
I've heard so many good things about it, but I've never actually seen it.
Never seen it.
Libertarians rave about The Prisoner. So let's go on here. This is from MarketWatch.com with the possibility that the U.S. government could default on its debts coming up in October, which is 3 days away at this point. Now, they don't know exactly when in October this could happen, but...
Well, I thought it said that October 1st is the beginning of the fiscal year.
Yes, but they still have to run out of money, right? So they have to... they got to run dry, and they're doing what they're calling extraordinary measures to stretch out that time frame as much as they can.
Well, and... there is a thing where, like, they themselves have borrowed a significant amount of their own debt. So they can stretch out a certain amount of it by just waiting to pay themselves.
Correct.
Maybe they Oh, sorry.
And that will only make the investors so uncertain.
I was going to say, maybe they just want to close down the national parks and stuff because there's lots of, like, UFO activities going on, and a lot of that stuff happens at national parks, like, you know.
I doubt that that's a motivating factor. I mean, aren't they coming out with more information about UFOs than they ever have?
Controlled information.
Sure. In a research note published September 22nd, Barclays analyst Joseph Abate noted there's an additional uncertainty over the debt ceiling now because it coincides with a funding package that Congress needs to pass. Maybe you've heard about this. It's a $3.5 trillion spending package. That's what's holding all of this up. That's what they're fighting over in Congress. We could talk more about that, too, coming up here. What's more, changes brought by the pandemic have made it far more difficult to assess the state of the Treasury Department's expected payouts and inflows. Barclays' best guess for what's called the X date, or when the Treasury will run out of money to pay bills, is October 29th. But, he wrote, quote, the confidence interval around the X date is likely to remain fairly wide. Others have pegged that fateful day as October 20th, while Beacon's Colton thinks markets will start to get antsy in mid-October. The very idea of a U.S. default remains so incongruous that the reaction in financial markets isn't the only unknown. The current showdown in Washington has also raised big questions about the financial system's infrastructure. It's a bit like Y2K. No one knows how the computers will respond. Rob Toomey, SIFMA Managing Director, Capital Markets and General Counsel, says, quote, we don't believe, and the market does not believe, it's a likely scenario, but it would be a real problem scenario for the system generally, and operations and settlement specifically.
How do they know what the market believes? What are they talking about?
Well, people are continuing to trade as normal, I suspect is what he means. Like, people aren't freaking out quite yet.
Because they don't pay attention.
Well, because they believe that they're going to fix it at the very last minute, like they historically have always done. Oh, we'll just raise the debt limit, or in this case, you know, maybe eliminate it entirely.
Another question. What is the $3.5 trillion spending bill about? Is this the cryptocurrency prohibiting one?
I don't know. That might be in there, but I have a story from the Foundation for Economic Education that actually gets into that. The headline there is, the Senate has approved a spending plan five times the size of FDR's New Deal.
But I thought that they were doing extraordinary measures to save money.
Oh, no, they're not trying to save money. Oh. They're just trying to extend the deadline.
Right.
So the extraordinary measures.
The extraordinary measures are the Treasury Department's like, oh, S, we are going to run out of money by this date, if we don't do something. So they're, like, stretching everything they possibly can, like you said.
Well, and what I think that guy was talking about with that, so they have all of these computer programs that are built for very specific margins. Like, I mean, sure, there's a certain amount of expected chaos in these markets, but it's only supposed to be this amount of chaos. Like, it can be between,
it can't be beyond this range.
Right. It can be between this amount of fluctuation and this amount of fluctuation.
And one of the things they would have programmed in there is, like, there's no chance the government will ever default on Treasury payments.
Exactly.
What happens if they do? The program isn't written for that.
Yeah. And if investors start acting in a very, very strange way, then these programs might also start acting in a very, very strange way.
And maybe make buys or sells that people weren't intending them to do.
Yeah, so if, for example, people started pulling their money out and putting it into precious metals and crypto in very, very large quantities, then that would make sudden major changes in the market.
Let's do it.
Good plan.
And there's kind of no telling what these programs would do at that point.
SIFMA is the Securities Industry and Financial Markets Association. It's the industry association that deals with the mechanics of how securities like sovereign bonds trade and settle. The group, sovereign bond would be a government-issued bond, right? The group has worked with financial infrastructure providers, including Fedwire and FICC, to try to devise some sort of playbook. For now, there are two possible scenarios. If the Treasury Department knows it will miss a payment, it would ideally announce that at least a day in advance. That would allow the maturity dates of the bonds in question to be changed. A Monday maturity date would be changed to Tuesday. A Tuesday maturity date would be changed to Wednesday, and so on. These revisions would happen day by day. While that sounds relatively orderly, it still leaves many unknowns. For one thing, it could bifurcate the market for Treasury bonds and bills into those that are clearing normally and those whose maturity dates are being massaged, SIFMA told MarketWatch. That means a great deal of uncertainty around pricing and what it all means for the downstream securities pegged to Treasury rates. In a second scenario, which SIFMA said would be very remote, Treasury cannot or does not give any advance warning of a failure to make a payment, and it just happens. That would be far more chaotic, a real problem scenario, it says. Strangely, the securities in question would probably simply disappear from the system. That's because if a bond is supposed to mature and be paid on a particular day, the system assumes that it has been. It just illustrates the fact that the system wasn't designed for this. And that would mean that all the people who are expecting to get paid who weren't paid will then be clamoring for their money.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, well, according to our system, you did get paid, sir.
And I'm sorry, just to make sure I'm following.
Yeah, sure.
The people who would be clamoring for their money are only people who bought these treasury notes?
Yeah, whatever sucker actually gave the government money to buy these treasury notes in the expectation that they would pay it off later on.
And that's it? Like, that's what China buys from us?
If they're still buying them.
They certainly have bought a lot of them.
Yeah.
I mean, I've heard that's gone downhill since. But here's the problem. Like, the sucker that bought these is ordinary people.
Mm-hmm. That's
like,
what I'm talking about.
Ordinary people, they put their money away into
these.
They
trusted the government.
Well, they put their money away into, like, mutual funds, which are, mm-hmm. like, you know, spread out across a bunch of things, so they're supposed to be safe.
Right.
These people put their money away, because if you put away, like, dollars, then that's just going to go down with the printing of the money. So
yes.
they try and put this away in things that are, you know, going to get you something back.
They have a historical return.
Exactly.
Yeah.
A historical return. So if this happens with those, I mean, goodbye everyone's pension.
Mm. Yep.
Goodbye
well.
Everyone's retirement.
There's a real problem when you trust the government to take care of you and trust any sort of product that is built on government guarantees.
Oh, but Ian, we can't leave the federal government of New Hampshire because then we won't get our Medicare.
Yeah, right? The number here is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Your thoughts on this situation? Are you a bondholder? Are you a little bit concerned that the federal government may not pay on its so-called obligations? And if they don't pay, what can you do about it? You're screwed. What are you going to do? Go down there and take the buildings, you know, back from them? Take a police car or something?
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.